At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The NFL's six-game suspension against Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott could be reinstated tonight. A U.S. District Judge in New York City yesterday rejected a request for a preliminary injunction, but she also put the ruling on hold for 24 hours to give Elliott's legal team time to appeal. Now, if the suspension holds, Elliott won't play Sunday against the Chiefs and can't play again until December 17th at Oakland. It's the second time a federal ruling has overturned a reprieve that kept Elliott on the field. The NFL's been trying to successfully suspend him since the end of preseason. The issue stems from allegations of a physical dispute between Elliott and an ex-girlfriend last year. Texas lawmakers have been reacting to yesterday's indictments against three former campaign officials for President Trump. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz told the Dallas Morning News the indictments were, quote, undoubtedly serious. Senator John Cornyn told the Washington Post special counsel Robert Mueller has his own responsibilities and, quote, it doesn't involve us. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton spoke on Fox Business about the indictments.
Well, I'm a little disturbed that it's leaked out. Grand juries are supposed to be secret. The fact that it's leaked out early, the specific charges have leaked out, concerns me. It makes me wonder why the prosecution's leaked this.
Indictment notices and records are public record. Texas Democrats like Congressman Al Green of Houston have mostly praised the indictments. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of San Antonio went even further, calling on White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to resign. A Dallas, or rather a Texas lawmaker, has demanded that three trustees from the Dallas County Schools Board resign immediately. Republican Senator Don Huffines of Dallas sent the letter yesterday to DCS trustees Gloria Lavario, Kyle Renard, and C.W. Whitaker, who were on the board when many of the agency's issues began. Dallas County Schools is a school bus agency providing transportation for a dozen North Texas school districts. The agency has been under fire for questionable contracts involving its stop-arm camera business, shady land deals, drivers running red lights, and other issues. In his letter, Huffines said the three trustees didn't stop the bad business and financial decisions. However, Board President Gloria Lavario told the Dallas Morning News, trustees tried to investigate when the issues came to light, but were repeatedly shut down by administrators no longer with the agency. DCS has said it's turning itself around under new leadership. Voters will decide whether to abolish the agency in next week's election. Huffines was behind legislation that put the issue on the ballot. Now to our American Graduate Initiative and what makes a great teacher. For 30 years, a national group has been identifying top educators across the country and rewarding them. The Milken Foundation honored one recently in Arlington with $25,000. KERA's Bill Zeeble talked with several past Milken winners to learn more about what it takes to be the best in class.
The Milken Foundation recently traveled to Arlington Collegiate High School to surprise one of its own.
The Milken Educator Award goes to Jennifer Fuller!
Jennifer Fuller teaches 11th grade English and college prep classes at the Academy on the southeast campus of Tarrant County College. The Milken Award brings not only national recognition, but a $25,000 check. Like many teachers and past Milken winners, money does not motivate Fuller.
I love kids and I love getting to have a piece of their life. They change who I am, they make me a better person, and I love getting to spend time with them. I try to have fun along the way.
Having fun is one key ingredient of a quality classroom experience, say experts. So is engagement. 16-year-old student Stephanie Esparza says Fuller shows a personal interest in how she's doing.
She really cares about her students. She'll do anything to help them. She just wants us to succeed, and she'll take her time out of the day just to make sure that we're successful and we're doing good in our classes.
Encouraging these successful teachers is one goal of the California-based Milken Foundation, according to its vice president, Jane Foley. She won this award 23 years ago.
The cash is wonderful, but it's not about the money for the educators. We're doing the job that we are sort of born to do. You realize that your job is very important, that people are watching. You are meant to stay in education.
Southern Methodist University education professor Milan Savak studies great teachers and what it takes to keep them in education. He likes Milken for finding and rewarding the best. He's also disappointed.
I think we're working within a broken system, right? So the Milken Awards are here. In some ways, I think they highlight the broken system, that we're recognizing these teachers on a one-time basis because we lack the system that compensates teachers appropriately and on a broad scale.
Savak says some districts, including Dallas, Baltimore, and Denver, are trying to fix the system by compensating top teachers based on merit and less on seniority. He says retention also requires other intangibles than just money.
Compensation is one factor. It's not the only factor, right? It definitely goes back to the leadership, the culture they're creating, principals are creating on their campuses. Teachers want to work with other professionals that are like them, that are in it for the passion, for the impact that they can have on students.
Dallas Elementary teacher Rogelio Garcia thought he was okay. Then he won the Milken Award in 2010.
It's just special, and I just didn't realize the impact that it made, but other teachers and other principals started to look at me a little bit different. It was kind of interesting.
Garcia realized he'd become a role model, not just for his students, but for other educators. Teachers and principals came to watch and learn from the expert in the field. They could see what he did. They may not have sensed why he did it.
I mean, my passion is to change family history, you know, especially Hispanic. And all the odds are stacked against them. And even so, they're still the first ones to graduate from a college. It changes everything for the family.
Everything. It changes the entire future of a family. The biggest payoff for Garcia is knowing it may have begun in his classroom. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
70% chance of rain later today with a high near 57. 60% chance of rain tonight.